Ms. Hicks, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to welcome you today, and I would like to express my gratitude to the countries of the Africa Group for nominating me, and to all other member states and observers of the Human Rights Council for the support and confidence placed in me in electing me as the chair rapporteur of the open-ended intergovernmental working group tasked to elaborate the content of an international regulatory framework without prejudging the nature thereof relating to the activities of private military and security companies. I'm truly honored that you have given me the responsibility to conduct the work of this working group under the renewed mandate it was given for 3 years under Resolution 45/16 of 6 October 2020. As Chairperson and Rapporteur of the Working Group, it is my firm intention to conduct the meeting in a transparent, respectful, inclusive manner and as efficient as possible. This year's session is taking place in a context, unfortunately, still characterized by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has had a major impact on the preparation of this session. I would like to thank all of you in advance for showing flexibility, patience, and understanding during the session. The hybrid format we had to adopt instead of an in-person meeting, however, has allowed for over 90 participants to register for the second session of the working group, which bodes well for dynamic discussions during this week. Before we continue with the program of work, I would like to give the floor to the Secretariat for some announcements regarding the modalities of participation. Ms. Dadelman from the Secretariat, you have the floor.